Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive into the world of 2K gaming monitors,
right?
Specifically 27-inch ones. We're looking at a blog post today that compares a curved and a flat model to try and help you figure out which one would be the right choice for your gaming setup.
Interesting.
And we're going to be unpacking all the tech specs like refresh rates and response time and all of that stuff, but then also get into how each monitor actually performs when you're playing different types of games.
Yeah, that's key.
Yeah, so by the end of this deep dive, you should be able to confidently pick a monitor that'll really level up your gaming experience.
Absolutely, because a lot of people, I think, when they're choosing between curved and flat, they're thinking about aesthetics.
Yeah.
But it's actually a lot deeper than that.
Right.
The shape of your monitor really does impact how you experience the game.
So let's back up for a second and start with the basics. Why are 2K monitors worth considering in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, we all know HD is pretty standard these days. But what makes this jump to 2K resolution so significant?
This blog post, I think, does a really good job of illustrating the difference in detail.
Okay.
You know, imagine like someone suddenly cranked up the graphics settings in your favorite game. Everything is just crisper. It's sharper. You can see little details you never noticed before, like the leaves on the trees or like the texture of a character's clothing or even like weathering on surfaces.
Oh, that's cool.
Because 2K resolution has so many more pixels than standard HD.
Right.
It's 2560 by 1440 compared to 1920 by 1080.
Gotcha.
So it's like a massive leap forward in how immersive you feel.
Okay, I see why 2K is becoming such a popular thing.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so let's get into some of those tech specs that can always feel a little mysterious, like refresh rate and response time.
Yeah.
How do those actually affect what it's like to play a game?
Yeah, so refresh rate and response time, those are super important for having like a smooth and responsive gaming experience. Refresh rate is measured in hertz, and it basically tells you how many times per second the monitor is refreshing the image.
Right.
So
I've always wondered about that.
Yeah. So like imagine you're watching a video of a car speeding by.
Yeah.
With a low refresh rate, the car might look jerky or blurry.
Right.
But with a higher refresh rate, like with the ones we're talking about, 165 hertz on the curved one and 170 hertz on the flat one.
Yeah.
The motion's going to appear much smoother.
Oh, cool.
And more fluid.
Right.
And that's especially noticeable in like fast-paced action games.
Gotcha. So like a racing game.
Exactly.
Or a first-person shooter where you really need to react quickly, a higher refresh rate would be super helpful.
It would give you like an advantage almost.
Interesting.
And you know, the flat monitor we're looking at just edges out the curved one a little bit in terms of refresh rate.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, both of them are going to provide like a really smooth gameplay experience.
That makes sense. Okay, cool.
And then, you know, response time is all about how quickly a pixel can change from one color to another.
Okay.
And that's measured in milliseconds.
Right.
And so like a lower response time, the curved monitor has 1 meter, the flat one has 2 meters.
Right.
That's going to make the game feel more responsive. Like when you make quick movements, there's going to be less of a delay.
Right.
Like you click your mouse and it happens right away.
Oh, interesting.
Instead of like that little lag.
Yeah, I could see how that would make a big difference.
Definitely.
Okay, so now let's get to like the big question.
Yeah.
Curved versus flat.
Yeah, the big debate.
Yeah. The blog authors seemed pretty passionate about the immersive experience that you get with a curved monitor.
Right.
What's the thinking behind that?
I can see why they're passionate about it.
Yeah.
Imagine you're driving a car.
Okay.
You're not just looking straight ahead.
Right.
You're using your peripheral vision to see what's around you.
Totally.
A curved monitor kind of tries to replicate that by wrapping the screen around your field of view, which I think creates a stronger sense of depth and really pulls you into the game.
So it's not just about seeing more of the game world. It's about like feeling like you're actually in it.
Exactly.
Oh, I can see how that would be amazing for like an open world RPG where you want to feel like you're lost in this huge world.
For sure.
But the blog also mentions that flat monitors have their own advantages.
Mm-hmm.
So what are those?
Yeah, flat monitors are really good at providing a consistent image across the whole screen.
Okay.
You don't get any distortion from the curve.
Right.
Which is super important for games that need like pinpoint accuracy.
Oh, okay.
Like a strategy game where you have like a really complicated map.
Yeah.
You want all those little details to be super clear, especially at the edges of the screen.
Right.
Where there might be like important information.
Yeah. Totally makes sense.
Same thing for first-person shooters.
Okay.
Where precise aiming is really important.
Mm.
A flat monitor just makes sure you're getting like a clear, undistorted view no matter where you're looking.
Okay. It seems like both types have their pros and cons.
Yeah, it really depends on the game.
Yeah, and what you like as a gamer.
Exactly.
This is where things get a little more complicated.
Sure.
Because the blog starts talking about panel technology and color.
Right.
Which can be kind of a confusing area.
It can get pretty complex.
Yeah.
There are two main panel types that you'll see for gaming monitors.
Okay.
VA and IPS.
Okay.
VA panels are often found in curved monitors.
Right.
And they're known for having really deep blacks.
Oh, okay.
And like rich, vibrant colors.
Cool.
So like if you're playing a game that has like a really dark atmospheric setting, the VA panel will make the shadows look super deep and inky.
Interesting.
You know, and it can really draw you into the mood of the game.
Wow.
And they're also great at showcasing like bright, colorful visuals. Yeah. So it makes the game world feel really vivid.
Okay. That rich, almost cinematic look is definitely appealing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
But the blog post also mentions that IPS panels are like the gold standard when it comes to color accuracy.
Yeah.
So why is that?
IPS panels are all about delivering those true-to-life colors.
Okay.
You know, like the game developers intended.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do this through color consistency.
Okay.
So the colors look the same no matter what angle you're viewing the screen from.
Oh, interesting.
So if you're sitting dead center or off to the side a little bit, you're always going to see the most accurate representation of the game.
So it's not just about how vibrant the colors are. It's also about how accurate they are.
Absolutely.
So it really comes down to personal preference.
Exactly.
What you value most in your gaming experience.
Yeah, and to help you figure out what's best for you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how these different monitor types actually perform in different game genres.
Awesome. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. So now that we've covered all the tech specs, let's get into what it's actually like to use these monitors.
Yeah. I want to hear about how they actually perform when you're playing games.
Yeah. Well, the blog author actually tested them out with a bunch of different games.
Okay.
Which is super valuable, I think, when you're trying to decide which one to get.
Yeah, for sure. Did they have any like aha moments when they were testing them out?
Definitely. One thing they pointed out was how each monitor really shines in different game genres.
Okay, I like that.
For example, with first-person shooters,
okay.
They found that the curved monitor's wraparound effect gave them a real advantage.
Yeah, I can see why. Being able to see more of your surroundings, like almost having peripheral vision in the game,
exactly,
would be huge in those fast-paced shooters, where knowing what's coming from the sides is so important.
Yeah. And the author specifically mentioned how the curved design made it easier to judge distances in the game.
Oh, wow.
Which made aiming feel more natural and precise.
That's cool.
It's like the game becomes more three-dimensional.
Yeah.
And you can react faster to what's happening around you.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about games that aren't all about action and reflexes? How did the flat monitor perform in those scenarios?
So the flat monitor really stood out in games that required a lot of detail and precision, okay. Like strategy games or RPGs with those really dense environments.
Exactly.
Think of games like Civilization,
yeah.
Or a huge open world RPG where you're exploring all these intricate landscapes and looking at like highly detailed character models.
Okay.
In those cases, the flat monitor with its consistent visuals and no distortion from the curve made a big difference.
I could see that. Like when you're trying to spot tiny details in a huge world, or you have a lot of information on the screen at once.
Right.
The last thing you want is a curve distorting those important elements.
Exactly. And the author even said that the flat monitor's superior edge clarity,
okay.
Helped with immersion.
Interesting.
Especially in those big open world RPGs.
Yeah.
You know, where you're taking in all the scenery.
Yeah.
They felt like they could really appreciate those little details in the environment.
It's like choosing the right tool for the job.
Yeah. I like that.
A curved monitor for that intense immersive action.
Yeah.
And a flat monitor for soaking in the details and like strategy and stuff.
Yeah. I love that analogy.
Speaking of intense action.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how each monitor handled motion.
Okay.
Because so important in gaming.
Definitely.
The author was actually impressed by both of them in different ways.
Yeah, the curved monitor with its super fast one mirror response time.
Okay.
Really minimized motion blur.
Oh, that's great.
Even during like the most chaotic moments of a game.
So even when things are getting crazy, the picture still looks smooth and crisp.
Yeah.
That's got to be so important for staying immersed in the game.
It is.
And not losing track of what's going on.
Definitely. But the flat monitor had a different strength when it came to motion.
Okay.
The author was really impressed by the crispness of the edges. which helped keep everything clear and detailed, even during those really fast-paced sequences.
Gotcha.
They said that, like, fast-moving objects and characters stayed really sharp, which made it easier to follow what was happening.
It sounds like both monitors offer something unique when it comes to motion clarity.
They do.
What about color reproduction?
Right.
That's such a huge part of what makes a game feel immersive and engaging.
Absolutely. Color is crucial. And the author had some really interesting observations about this.
Okay.
They were blown away by how the curved monitor produced those rich, vibrant colors.
Okay.
And those super deep, inky blacks that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
They said it made the game worlds feel so much more alive and atmospheric.
Wow.
Especially in games that use a lot of dramatic lighting.
Yeah, I bet. Those deep blacks can really add to the mood and the atmosphere.
They do.
Especially in, like, darker, more cinematic games.
Yeah, definitely.
Did the author feel the same way about the flat monitor's colors?
Yeah, so with the flat monitor, they really emphasize the accuracy.
Okay.
And the consistency of the colors.
Gotcha.
They said that the colors looked incredibly realistic,
mm.
which is really important in games where realism is a key factor.
For sure.
And they also appreciated that the colors looked the same no matter what angle they were viewing the screen from.
Right.
Which isn't always the case with VA panels.
So both monitors have their own strengths when it comes to color.
Yeah, it just depends.
Whether you want that super rich, vibrant look
mm-hmm.
or the more true-to-life, accurate representation of the game's original colors.
It's all about personal preference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to really illustrate that point,
yeah.
the author actually dug into the specific strengths of each monitor when it came to different game genres.
Right.
Okay, so we've covered the tech specs and how all that stuff translates to the actual gaming experience.
Yeah.
But what I really want to know is mm-hmm. what monitors did the author actually recommend?
Well, they narrowed it down to two specific models.
Okay.
The 27-inch 2K 165 hertz curved gaming monitor.
Okay.
And the 27-inch 170 hertz 2K gaming display.
Gotcha.
Both of them got really high praise for their performance and value.
Oh, that's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. So let's break each one down.
Okay.
We know that the curved monitor has that immersive 165 hertz refresh rate
mm-hmm.
and that super fast 1 meter response time.
Yeah.
But what else did the author like about it?
So they were really impressed by how much it expands your field of view.
Okay.
Which, as we talked about, can be a huge advantage in games where you need to be aware of your surroundings.
Right.
Like first-person shooters or racing games.
Yeah, totally.
And they also love the color. The deep blacks and the vibrant colors
mm-hmm.
really made the games pop.
Cool. So if you're looking for that, like you're really in the game feeling,
yeah.
the curved monitor sounds like a good choice.
Definitely.
What about the flat monitor?
Okay, so the flat monitor also had a really high refresh rate.
Okay.
170 hertz.
Wow, that's even higher.
Yeah, and a still very respectable 2 meters response time.
Right.
But where it really shined was in color accuracy.
Oh, okay.
They said that the colors were super true to life.
Yeah.
Thanks to the IPS panel.
Which makes it a great choice for gamers who want to see the game exactly as the developers intended it.
Awesome. It seems like both monitors have a lot to offer.
They do.
Depending on what you're looking for in a gaming experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Did the author have a clear favorite?
You know what? They didn't.
Interesting.
And I think that's actually a good thing.
Okay.
Instead of saying, like, this one's the winner.
Right.
They basically said that the best choice really comes down to your own gaming habits.
Yeah.
You know what you prefer and the types of games you play most.
I like that approach.
Yeah.
It's all about helping gamers make the right decision for themselves.
Exactly.
Not just pushing one solution for everybody.
It's like picking a character or a play style.
Right.
You have to find what works for you.
Okay. So for our listeners who are thinking about getting a 2K gaming monitor.
Yeah.
What are some key takeaways they should keep in mind?
All right. So first think about what games you play the most. If you're into like fast paced action and you want that immersive feeling like you're really in the game.
Yeah.
Then a curved monitor could be a great choice.
Okay.
But if you care more about detail and accuracy and consistent visuals.
Right.
Then a flat monitor might be a better option.
Good advice.
And of course, you know, keep your budget in mind.
Yeah.
And any other features that might be important to you, like built-in speakers.
Right, yeah.
Or if you want to mount the monitor on an arm.
Yeah. Good point.
I think this deep dive has given you a good foundation.
Definitely.
Understand the main differences between these types of monitors.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to do a little more research.
Yeah.
Maybe check out some reviews.
Yeah, look at some specific models.
Yeah, and choose the one that's going to take your gaming to the next level.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of 2K gaming monitors.
Great talk.
We hope you found it helpful.
Yeah.
And that you feel more confident about picking the right monitor for your gaming setup.
Absolutely.
Until next time. Happy gaming.
See you later.